Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening. It's time for high school basketball again. Nate Lowell joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. It's the Tri-Valley Basketball Championship game between the Lawrence Milford girls and Richfield Springs Owen D. Young. So going to be a fun one here at Unadilla Valley, Rich, as we get set for this Tri-Valley Championship. This one usually means a little bit more to you and me. We're both Tri-Valley alums, and the atmosphere going to be fun here. Glad to see it back at UV again this year.
Two Tri-Valley guys hanging out courtside calling the Tri-Valley Girls Championship. No, not better than that, right? Nothing better than that.
No, if you told me when I was 12 I'd be doing this, I'd say that's a dream job.
But,
so.
but the weird thing is when we were 12, neither one of these teams existed.
I know.
Milford Lawrence didn't exist. Well, separately they existed, and of course, Richfield Springs being in Section 3 when we were kids.
Yeah, so they were
a different look for us.
Center State Conference back then.
I mean,
the league has changed a lot, but Richfield has been a really good addition. Love the people there, the coaching staff. I love having them in the league. So want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles right on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Rich and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break down this matchup. We're also going to have the boys game later on tonight at about 7-ish, maybe 7-15 between Edmiston and Worcester. So for Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowell. Tri-Valley Championship tonight live from UV on WCDO.
Now that's sharp.
Thanks. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback Limited. I got it from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Wow, it looks brand new.
I know. I had a hard time deciding because they have such a big selection. They had at least 170 vehicles on the lot.
Well, that explains why you see Butler Auto license plate frames everywhere. Says a lot about their reputation. We need a new car, but I'm concerned about financing. Our credit took a hit when Bill got laid off.
I know they have a fully staffed finance department with specialists who handle all credit situations. And they also pay top dollar for your trade-in.
Sounds like they make the car buying process pretty seamless.
They really do. I've been using their service department for years, and their new building has three comfortable waiting areas with TVs.
This is exactly what I need. A car dealer that cares about the customer before, during, and after the sale.
Butler Auto Sales, where they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward your trade-in. Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Shop online at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back to the Butler Auto pregame show live here from Unadilla Valley. Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull for the Tri-Valley Championships. The girls here at 5:30, the boys at about 7, maybe 7:15. We'll be recognizing several of our special sponsors throughout both broadcasts. Tonight, we did it last night at the Delaware League Championship Games, and Rich is going to be with me tomorrow. We'll be over in Oxford for the MAC Championship Games, the boys at 1 and the girls at 3. So that's going to be a fun weekend.
That girls game, boy, I'm looking forward to that already. Great. We got Green and Sydney. We had that game earlier in the year. What a matchup that was. And just to see the coaches and how they're going to react to one another tomorrow in that championship game, that's something to tune into, folks. It's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one. And the boys is Delhi and Walton Downsville. I mean, you talk about a Delhi-Walton rivalry. Those guys are really fired up and ready to go.
There might be a football game breaks out
during
a basketball game.
Delhi boys will be going for 3 in a row and 36 straight wins in the MAC if they win tomorrow.
That's quite a record.
But speaking of history here, there could be some made tonight. Richfield Springs ODY girls have never won the Tri-Valley since joining for basketball. Lawrence girls, think about this, Rich, on record, never won the Tri-Valley for basketball.
Wow, the Lawrence Leopards never back in the day, huh?
Not in the girls. I mean, tons of boys' titles.
Sure.
But never on the girls' side. And talking with Coach Weir, the last time the Milford girls won was 2017.
Of course. It was Addie Lawson, right? Wasn't that her name?
It was the year right after Addie. They had a great run there. 2016, they win, and they go to states.
Yes,
they
of
had,
course.
Had a great run, but then the year after Addy, and then since then they haven't been able to bring home the banner. But the last 2 years they've been merged with Milford. That's become a really good relationship with those two schools. But Richfield is also going for a fun piece of history here, Rich. They won the softball title last spring in the league. They won the soccer title in the league this fall. Now they're going for the trifecta with basketball, and they're going to have a great shot at softball again this spring.
So in golf, they call that what, the Tiger Slam or whatever it was. What do they call this now in the Tri-Valley? The Tri-Valley Slam? What do we call this?
The Tri-Valley Trifecta? I don't know. I mean,
that's great. Someone's got to come up with a name for that. That's great history right there. Has that ever been done, I wonder?
We were talking about that. You know, just kind of off the record with some different coaches. I know you're going to go and look it up now.
I would think
maybe some of those Milford girls teams back in the day.
I know
a lot of people brought up Edmiston.
I know for a fact there was a boys team in 1996, 97 that did it.
So, I mean, it's definitely
Milford
probably been out there, yeah.
So the Milford boys won soccer, they won the basketball championship, and they won baseball that year. I know for a fact because I was involved in some of those games.
Well, and we were doing that research last year for the Hall of Fame too. I mean,
of course, that was the Ryan Seward years with Jason Robinson and Seth Petronas and Steve Wolf, all those really, really great teams. Brady Cotter in the middle, you know, on the basketball teams, but some great, great teams for Milford back in the day. But so it's been done, but maybe not on the girls' side.
Yeah, I don't know officially. I would have said maybe some of those great Milford teams along the way. They've had, you know, a lot of great athletes and. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. We'd have to look that one up. There's no easy way to look it up, too. It's not like you just go and pull it up online somewhere. But probably somewhere out there, I would guess it's been done throughout the long history of the Tri-Valley League.
Or someone's going to text us very soon.
That's true, yeah. Hey, we did it in 1960 or whatever.
Yes,
so.
There's a lot of people listening here now saying, oh, I'll prove those two guys wrong.
Well, whatever the case may be, this should be a great matchup here today. During the regular season, they played one time. Richfield won 54-34 with Gabby Seaman leading the way with 22 points. Izzy Seaman, her twin sister, had 9 points, 12 rebounds. And Emma White had 7 points, 11 rebounds. Kyra Andrade had 17 points that night for Lawrence Milford. So during the regular season, that was the score there. So Lawrence Milford trying to turn the tide here tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, it's the 2025 Tri-Valley League Girls Basketball Championship. Richfield Springs ODY taking on Lawrence Milford. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts. difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's the 2025 Tri-Valley League Girls Basketball Championship featuring Richfield Springs, Owen D. Young, and the Lawrence Milford Girls Squad as well. So some of our special sponsors here tonight include Butler Auto Sales, and we want to thank them for their ongoing support of the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. And we also have Sydney Federal Credit Union, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney, Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi, Wrench's Village Auto in Green, and Morabito Energy Products. So we're going through our starting lineups here, so we're going to take another quick break. They're doing all the non-starters as well as the starting five for both teams. So we're going to take one last quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Fans continuing to pile in here to Unadilla Valley. One thing I really like that the Tri-Valley does is no admission for these games. You want to come, get here early, find a seat, and you're good to go. So it's a nice touch that the Tri-Valley does. All right, we'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Richfield Springs, ODY, and head coach Chris Butler. They're going to start with junior number one, Gabby Seaman. A junior, her twin sister, number 13, Izzy Seaman. A senior number 22, Emma White. A junior number 30, Dakota Butler. And a senior number 41, Abigail Dyott. On the other side for Lawrence Milford, they have the co-head coaches in Jim Weir and Andy Carr, and what a brain trust that is on the Lawrence Milford side. They start with junior number 3, Kyra Andrades, a sophomore number 10, Bella Garlick, a senior number 12, Brooke Mann, a junior number 24, Lexi Sutphin, and a senior number 32, Bella Strong. So Lawrence Milford's going to be wearing the Milford uniforms tonight, so that's the purple uniforms with the white trim, says Milford in white lettering across the front of the chest. Richfield Springs ODY is in the home whites with the purple trim, also a little bit of blue for the ODY in there as well. So we're going to jump it up at midcourt. And we got our public address announcer here, John Horn, ready to go. That's a Tri-Valley staple. We'll probably see him in sectionals down the stretch here as well. Lawrence Milford going right to left and left to right for RSODY. We'll jump it up, and the opening tip is controlled here by the Eagles of Richfield Springs, ODY. Tipped right into our broadcast booth here. Out of bounds is again going left to right here for the Eagles to start things off. And here we go, Rich. Tri-Valley Championship 2025.
Doesn't get any better than this, does it? I would have loved to have been here every year, but I haven't been to a lot of these games, so I'm excited.
Three ball here for the Eagles off the back of the rim. A rebound is gathered up here by Gabby Seaman. She lost control of it. Glanced off of Seaman's leg, they say. No, they're going to reverse it here, and it'll stay with the Eagles.
Yeah, the referee made the right call. It was right in front of us. He said, that's my bad. I had the wrong way.
20 seconds in. Eagles will have it again going left to right. Richfield Springs, ODY with the ball. They go to Izzy Seaman. Going to the high post. Now they reverse it to the left side. Eagles looking to get things started on this opening possession. Here's Izzy Seaman with a left wing three. It's off the mark. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. We got a jump ball. It's going to go back to Lawrence Milford.
Lawrence Milford coming out and showing a 2-3 zone, kind of packing it in a little bit, daring Richfield ODY to shoot the ball, which they did, and they missed. And let's see what Milford Lawrence has on their first possession.
This will be interesting. You know that Coach Carr and Coach Weir are going to have a great defensive game plan dialed up. Lawrence Milford with the ball now going right to left. We're about a minute in, and LM's got the ball here. They call themselves the Cats. Brooke Mann with a left side three, and that's no good here for Lawrence Milford. We've got a foul underneath. Looks like it's going to be on Lawrence Milford. And that's going to be on Bella Garlick.
Well, the Cats make sense, right? Because it's the Leopards and the Wildcats. So why don't we just call them Cats? Because they're both feline cats, right?
Yeah, I mean, for a while I thought, okay, I didn't know how official that was. But I believe it was during softball last year. It said Cats on the jersey. I said, well, doesn't get more official than that. A little full court pressure here from Lawrence Milford. Richfield Springs able to break it down. And chance of defense from the Lawrence Milford student section. We're still scoreless. About a minute and a half in here. Coming up on that. Richfield Springs ODY has got a little dribble drive here for Gabby Seaman. Up off the glass, missed the layup, rolled off the back of the rim, and another big rebound here for Lexi Sutphin for the Cats. Here's Andrade's in transition. And a three ball from the right side off a chest pass there from Andrade's. Garlick missed it. Rebound pops back out to Brooke Mann, and they'll reset. Lawrence Milford with the ball. A jumper from the left elbow is in and out for the Cats. And a rebound here for Izzy Seaman. If Richfield can get Izzy Seaman going, that's a huge piece. She's one of the top scorers in the area. Three ball here for the Eagles, and that's off the mark. Underneath, both teams wrestling and scrambling. Jump ball will keep it here with the Eagles. And, Rich, how much is Izzy averaging this year?
Izzy is averaging on NateLull.com 16.9 points per game.
She's been hovering right around, you know, kind of the top five, top eight or nine for the entire season, that top ten range. And recently she's really bumped up there, only trailing some of the top scorers in the area, for sure. Jump ball here. We'll give it back to Lawrence Milford. We're just under 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. Scoreless ball game here in the Tri-Valley Championship, working out some of those early nerves. Left side, Brooke Mann wants a three. Hits off the side of the rim. And going to be saved by the Cats, and they'll keep it down low on the left low block. Pump fake. They find Garlick. Back out, Brooke Mann. Fires up another three, and this one is good. Hit the front of the rim and bounced in, and it's a three ball there for Brooke Mann.
I'm going to say right now, Lawrence Milford has the, you know, all the momentum going for them for the first 2 minutes. They're getting all the shots they want, and their defense has looked pretty good. They're kind of playing 2-3 man-to-man principles here.
Gabby Seaman in the corner. Passes to the inside. Dyott with a layup, and she could get it to go. Kind of coming in from a tough angle, and Lawrence Milford's got another rebound. Down the right side of the floor, a little shot in transition is up and good for Bella Garlick. And Coach Carr really has got that whistle going here to make sure the girls can hear him. Early 5-0 lead here for Lawrence Milford. They're off to a good start at the Tri-Valley Championship here at Unadilla Valley with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Shot from the Eagles on the left elbow. No, Diana rebound. Her second chance is off the mark. Out of bounds, going to stay here with Richfield Springs.
Lawrence Milford just playing all out right now, picking up full court, you know, press. They already look a little tired. That's going to be something to watch. Can they keep this momentum and this energy alive?
Richfield on the inbound, feeds it inside for Izzy Seaman, and she got tied up. And we got another jump ball. And it's going to stay here with the Eagles. 4:40 to go, first quarter, early 5-0 lead here for Lawrence Milford over Richfield Springs. Want to thank some more of our special sponsors here for our coverage, including DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. And they'll pass to the high post for Dyott. Richfield Springs going left to right. Ball is on the floor and a two-on-one on a steal here. Andrades will feed one ahead. Finds Garlick. Stops and pops. Shots in and out. And a rebound here for Gabby Seaman. And she gets tied up and we'll have another jump ball. This time it stays with Lawrence Milford. Good scrappy play from the Cats.
The Cats definitely are getting more possessions. They're getting more shots. It's almost like they're just rushing. They're just trying to get as many shots up as they can tonight. Maybe that's the strategy. Right, good defense turns into chaotic offense for them.
Lawrence Milford on the inbounds play to the left of the hoop, and we got a traveling violation down low on Bella Strong. So 4:20 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Rich Turnbull. Thanks for joining us on WCDOSports.com as well. Our web stream is brought to you tonight by SFCU. Here's Gabby Seaman. Finds her sister Izzy across midcourt. Izzy at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. High post for Dyott. Right side for Gabby Seaman. A three there is up and good for Gabby. And that's what they need. Rich, what's Gabby averaging on the season?
Gabby's averaging 14.4, and that was just a pure-looking shot. Andrades didn't get there in time. Andrades is playing great defense all over the place. She can't guard everybody.
Let's see if that will help the Eagles get going. Here's Andrades. Her jumper is short from the right side on offense for the Cats. And then it's tapped out of bounds on the rebound, and it's going to stay with Richfield. So 3:40 to go in a quick-moving opening quarter. Lawrence Milford 5, Richfield 3. And in the backcourt, Gabby Seaman, fresh off that three-pointer, little give-and-go. Comes across the midcourt timeline. Will feed one back out. Trying to set up on offense here. The ball is stripped, and the Cats come away with it again. Gabby will bring it down the floor here. Gabby, I should say, got stripped by Kira. And here comes Lawrence Milford back down the floor. They find Lexi Sutphin in the corner, and her shot from the right wing won't go. They keep it alive. Back out for Brooke Mann. Her three hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Izzy Seaman windexes the glass there. She's got it for Richfield Springs. Two on one if they can hurry. Ahead for Dyott, and the layup is in and out. Went halfway down and then popped free, and the Cats come back the other way with 3 minutes to go in the first. Right side, a three for Lawrence Milford, and that's too strong. And another rebound for Izzy Seaman as she cleans up the mess.
You certainly don't have to worry about any shot clock violations in this game so far. They are both taking shots early and often.
Here's a step through for Izzy Seaman of Richfield, and she got hip-checked there by Brooke Mann, and this is going to send Izzy Seaman to the line. That was a smart move because if she had plowed into her, probably going to be a charge, but she took that extra step and kind of danced around.
Fast-paced game so far. You don't see usually this style of play on the girls' side, but they are playing full court, man-to-man, all over the place. It's been exciting so far.
First shot at the line for Izzy Seaman is up and good. Her first points of the night. Cuts the Lawrence Milford lead to 5-4. A little bit of a slow start for Richfield, but they find themselves right in this ball game as Izzy goes 2 out of 2 at the line.
And I would credit that to the Cats' defense. They are playing really solid 2-3 zone and just not giving up a lot of good shots to them.
Three ball for Lawrence Milford. Rolls around the rim, pops free. That one was by Bella Garlick, and it wouldn't go. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 5-5, splitting two defenders, and Izzy Seaman takes it in, and her layup won't go. And a rebound by Dyott, tied up there, and we got a jump ball.
I don't know who's working harder out here, Andrades or Coach Carr. Coach Carr is trying to get every call for Andrades, and he's just trying to get every offensive call. He is working hard. He's earning his paycheck today for the Cats.
And Richfield Springs will work it in. They go to Gabby Seaman. Back up to the top of the key here. And a shot down low won't go. Dyott fighting for the rebound. Will scoop it up and feed one back out for Izzy Seaman. They'll reset on offense. Gabby in the corner now. Eagles have it. A floater for Gabby Seaman. No. And we got a foul underneath. I was screened by the official here. Rich, what do we got underneath?
We have an offensive foul. It's a little push in the back on Richfield Springs ODY. So it's going to be going the other way. I've been real impressed with the defense of the Cats, especially Andrade. She is all over the place. I remember watching her sister get her 1,000th point in Lawrence a couple years ago. Boy, I was kind of expecting more of an offensive game, but she can play some defense. She is all over the place.
Yeah, good start on defense here for the Cats, and I think that's their game plan. Got to win it with defense here. Andrade's with a straightaway shot. It won't go there for Kira. And a rebound here for Richfield. They're going to bring it in transition. Izzy Seaman can't get that shot to go. And, boy, they are. They're trying to take it right to the hoop any opportunity they get.
Both teams, Nate, both teams are firing it up with about 20 seconds left in the shot clock. As soon as they see the open rim, they shoot it. Here comes another one.
Garlic for three. That's too strong. A little too much spice on it. Rebound here for Lawrence Milford. We got a foul on Izzy Seaman way in the corner. She'll want that one back. We're tied 5-5.
So on girls high school basketball, it's a 30-second shot clock, and I haven't seen the shot clock yet in this game get below 20. Both teams are just firing, and as soon as they see the rim, they let it go. It's almost like a Gus Macker-style game out here.
Wonder if that's nerves or part of a game plan. We'll have to see as this game shakes out. Lawrence Milford has it. They go to Brooke Mann. She fires another three, and this one is good. The bank is open for Brooke Mann from the right side. And Lawrence Milford leads Richfield 8-5 as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Mann has 6 points. Right side here for Gabby Seaman. A floater for Gabby, and she's fouled as she put it up. Shot wouldn't go. Gabby's going to head to the line.
Just by watching both these teams play and knowing their records and knowing a little bit about them, I think it's more, you know, you're talking about game plans. I think it's more the Cats game plan right now. It's kind of an ugly, fast pace. Get as many shots up as you can. Try to take more shots than the other team. And I think right now, if you're Coach Carr and Coach Weir, this is the game plan you wanted.
Seaman at the line, and Gabby hits the first. She's got four. Yeah, Coach Weir, Coach Carr, masters of the defensive side of the game and giving their team an opportunity to have a good chance to win.
Now, if you're Richfield ODY, right, you just got to take your time, spread the court out, and spread that 2-3 out and just take better shots. And, you know, just let the game come to you a little bit.
Gabby goes 2 out of 2 for Richfield, cuts it back to 8-7. Brooke Mann, another three from straightaway. This one bounces off the back of the rim, pulled down by the Eagles, and here they come, trailing 8-7. Izzy Seaman at midcourt, runs into a double team, but is able to dribble out of it. Left side, high post for Dyott. They'll now feed one back through here for Dakota Butler. Butler for Gabby Seaman on the right side. And they go inside for Dyott. Feeds one into the corner. A three ball here for the Eagles is too strong. There for Emma White. And a rebound for the Cats with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Streaking down the left side. Here's Brooke Mann. And they'll feed one over. Looking for a jumper on that far side for Bella Garlick. And again off the mark. But Andrade's comes down with a rebound. She gets tripped up and there's no call. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Richfield comes back down the left side. Coach Carr screaming for a foul there. He was right in the radio booth with us here. Seaman will work it inside. The kiss off the glass is good at the buzzer. And that's a great shot there right as time expires for Izzy Seaman. And Richfield Springs, ODY, has a 9-8 lead over Lawrence Milford at the end of the first quarter. We'll talk about it when we come back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull, Girls Tri-Valley Championship live from Unadilla Valley. A big thanks to them for setting us up here. Courtside again for these two Tri-Valley games tonight. We're looking forward to it. Boys will be later, Edmiston and Worcester, at about 7 o'clock. Right now it's 9-8, Richfield girls leading Lawrence Milford. A shot for the Cats here is a miss, and Richfield Springs has got a rebound. Down the right side of the floor for Gabby Seaman. Ahead for her sister Izzy. Off the glass, it's good for Izzy Seaman.
That's a great left-handed finish by Seaman there. You mean if she's going to make that, it's going to be a long night for the Cats. That's a great-looking finish.
6 points for Seaman, and Richfield Springs ODY leads 11-8 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. They'll reverse it into the corner now for Brooke Mann, right side three. That's halfway down. Pops free. Gabby Seaman's got a rebound for Richfield. It's poked out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with the Eagles.
Still only about 7 or 8 seconds off the shot clock for the Cats there, but they moved the ball really well in that offensive possession where most, I think every teammate touched the ball that time. Great, great possession.
Richfield with the ball, going right to left. Izzy Seaman steps through off the glass for Izzy. It's good, and she seems to be heating up. Yeah. She's got 8 points.
She's letting the game come to her a little bit. They're spreading out the defense, and she's getting some good shots now for ODY Richfield.
13-8 now for the Eagles on top of the Lawrence Milford Cats. And here's Bella Garlick into the corner now, looking for Bella Strong. Reversing it back to Garlick, a long two. Too much mustard on it, and a rebound here off the miss. Scooped up by Richfield Springs ODY. In transition, here they come right side. Eagles have it with Gabby Seaman. A floater for Gabby is a little short, and a rebound here for the Cats. Outlet pass, scooped up here, and finally they'll have some real estate to work with. And here comes Brooke Mann down the right side of the floor, feeding Andrade's. A straightaway three is up and good for Lawrence Milford.
Andrade's really like that. She gave a little holler when she made it. She wanted to see one go in. Cut it to two.
That's a big bucket there. As Rich said, makes it a two-point game, 13-11. Richfield across midcourt, and we got a double dribble here on the Eagles. It's going back to Lawrence Milford with just over 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Richfield 13, Lawrence Milford 11.
Again, Lawrence Milford just looks like they want to just kind of, I don't know, muck it up a little bit. Is that the right word to say, Nate? They want to go fast-paced. They want to create a lot of turnovers, and they're going to try to get as many shots as they can up. And that was just exactly what they're trying to do right there. They created a turnover, and here they go again.
Cats with another long three. Brooke Mann can't get it, but a rebound is going to get worked back out to her. They find Bella Strong in the corner. They find a cutting Andrade's back out to Mann. Another three, hit the rim twice. Had a soft touch but wouldn't go, and Andrade's with another big rebound. And here come the Edmiston boys in their orange tuxedos. Andrade's with a three. That won't go.
I was a bit distracted by the orange highlighters walking across, but Andrade's, I'm still impressed with her. She is just giving it all. I can't believe she's got this much energy. She is just all over the place, rebounding, shooting. She is quite the player for the Cats.
Richfield with the ball. Dyott at the high post kind of forces a quick one, and that's off the mark, and a rebound here is a jump ball. Nice rebound by Lexi Sutphin, but she got tied up when she brought it down. 5:20 to go, second quarter. 13-11, Richfield on top of Lawrence Milford. Just want to thank again all our special sponsors, including Mirabito Gresham Insurance, Sydney Auto Body, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, and Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart. And we got a foul on Richfield as Lawrence Milford was looking to bring it down the floor. Just kind of a reach in there as they brought it up against some light pressure.
Just, the pressure got to him a little bit. Just made too much contact going for the steal there. That's an easy call for the official.
5:10 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Here's Brooke Mann. Little dribble drive for Lawrence Milford. She's blocked, and Richfield's going to come away with it. Here's Gabby Seaman across the midcourt timeline, setting it up for the Eagles. They're in the white with the purple trim. Some blue mixed in there as well. They try to go to the high post for Dyott. It's high up over her hands and out of bounds.
As this game is playing out, the one thing I keep on thinking about, Nate, is Richfield ODY certainly has the size advantage. I think that's one of the strategies of Coach Carr and Coach Weir. Most of the shots they're taking are either three-pointers or long two. I think they know that that's the type of game they're going to have to play to win tonight.
Lawrence Milford has got the ball. They go right to left. They're in the purple with the white trim, wearing the Milford uniforms tonight. And a three ball now for Garlick is way too strong. An air ball rolls out of bounds and is going to go back here to Richfield Springs.
And the Cats are going to put up this this pressure defense again, try to create a turnover and get a quick bucket.
And to midcourt, Gabby Seaman tracked down to the right corner, finds Izzy. Little pump fake here for Izzy Seaman. The step through is up and good. A tough finish, and she gets it to go. 10 points for Izzy Seaman.
Izzy Seaman is really, really good in the paint. She has great control and has good touch. Nice basket, and she's got 10 early points.
Here's Brooke Mann with a three ball there. That's off the mark. Andrade's a rebound, and the floater is good for her in the land of the trees.
Andrade's is just all over the place. I mean, she's probably going to be at the Snack Bar making pizza at the end of the night.
15-13 with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence Milford is hanging tough here in the Tri-Valley Championship. This ball tossed out of bounds as Richfield tried to send it to the interior. And it's going to go back to Lawrence Milford.
I got to ask, Nate, when we got a stoppage of play here, does Andrade's run track? Because she doesn't even look tired to me right now. You look out there, she's just like, oh, ho-hum, this is just another day. I can't believe how she's got to be the best-shaped girl I've ever seen.
Soccer, basketball, softball.
Oh, my cow.
For Andrade's.
She doesn't even look like she's tired. She's going to run home tonight.
Here's Brooke Mann on the right side. Wants a three. The bank is closed. And Seaman's got a rebound. Izzy with the ball. Izzy down the left side. Slows it down, gets across the Storm logo here at midcourt at Unadilla Valley. Passes to her sister Gabby in the corner as Richfield goes left to right. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Two-point ball game right now in the Tri-Valley Championship. Richfield leading 15-13. Packed house here at Unadilla Valley. Richfield passes it inside. A turnaround baby hook shot here for Angela Warner is no good. And the Cats get another rebound to the right side. It feels like Richfield is in control, but it's only a two-point game and could be a tie game, and yes, it is, as Bella Garlick nails one in the purple paint.
That's one of the first shots that they got in the offensive set in the paint, and because the other shots were kind of in transition. That was the first time they actually did a ball fake, went to the paint. I wonder if they'll do that a little bit more.
We're tied at 15 in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship, 2:50 to go before the halftime break. And here's Richfield Springs ODY with the ball. Seaman with a straightaway three. A moon ball there is off to the right side of the rim. No good. Andrade's a rebound. Outlet pass finds Brooke Mann. Sweeps it up the left side of the floor. Mann didn't pull the trigger. Now bounces into the paint. And she finds Bella Strong. That shot was too strong. And Gabby Seaman rips down a rebound here for Richfield. To the left side. And Lawrence Milford continuing to just apply some pesky pressure there near midcourt. Not making things easy on Richfield. They go left side. They try to pump it to the interior. It's knocked away, and Lawrence Milford's got a ball. And ahead they come. Down the right side here with Bella Garlick. A nice hustle back by Izzy Seaman. Poke checking it away from behind, out of bounds. With 2:07 to go in the second quarter, we're tied at 15.
The Cats' defense is very impressive. It almost appears that they have eight players on the court. They're all over the place, nonstop pressure. I can't get over the fact that they've stayed in this press, and they've stayed in this pressure the entire game. Most teams will take it off for 1 or 2 minutes. These guys play and play and play. They're just nonstop. They're like the Energizer Bunny, all of them.
Well, you can see the conditioning is certainly paying off here for this Lawrence Milford squad. And to the right side here for the Cats. They'll work one back. Brooke Mann a straightaway three, and the bank is open again. And Brooke has 9 points on three threes. And don't look now, but Lawrence Milford's got an 18-15 lead over Richfield Springs ODY, and a steal by Andrade's at midcourt. And they'll work it down low, and another kiss off the glass for Bella Garlick. And she's got 6 points. And the lead is up to five, and another steal by Andrade's. Ahead for Garlick. Tosses it up, and this time her shot is off the mark. And finally, the Eagles have a little room to breathe. But that pressure continuing to pay dividends. Here's Seaman in transition. Izzy into the corner and finds her teammate for the jumper there. Emma White buries it, and that stops the bleeding to make it 20-17.
Seaman very under control, finding the right pass, right player, and scores easily for ODY.
And then the Cats got a traveling violation. So just when it felt like they had the momentum, Richfield gets a bucket and then a turnover, and they'll have it back trailing by three.
So this is the first time all game that the Cats are taking the pressure off. They're going to drop right here to a 2-3. Oh, no, they're going to show a 3-2 defense, so they're switching it up here.
Lots of change, lots of disguises here from Coach Carr and Coach Weir. Minute to go here before the halftime break. And Richfield ODY is going to take it inside. Good ball move, but now a steal by the Cats. Shot out of a cannon down the floor here. Shot is just off the mark for Kelsey Cox, who's into the ballgame. Missed it, but she'll go to the line with 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tri-Valley Girls Championship with Lawrence Milford on top, 20-17 over Richfield Springs ODY.
We've said it over and over. The conditioning of the Cats is just unbelievable. I wonder if they're running between Milford and Lawrence for practice or something, because this is super impressive. It's incredible.
Richfield, the one seed in the league tournament. And Lawrence Milford, the two seed. as missing that shot was Kelsey Cox here at the line. She's got another one coming with 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. And this one is up and good. No, lane violation. Yeah, she stepped in early. And so the shot is off. Doesn't count. So that remains a 20-17 game. Late here, second quarter with 51 seconds left.
Coach Carr really working the officials again. He's kind of smiling at them. He's still working them. Boy, he's been around a long time. You get away with that when you've been around for about 40 years.
And we got a foul here on Lawrence Milford with 40 seconds left. And that's going to be on Andrade's. And that's her first.
So I graduated in 1997, and he had been coaching a couple years before that. I mean, Coach Carr and Coach Weir have been around for a long time, and they really get away with that. And they can talk to the officials, and you know, it's an advantage of those teams.
I always say it's an art form, and they know how to do it.
Absolutely.
And here is Gabby Seaman. She'll reverse it to the top of the arc. And they try to go to the high post. We got a jump ball. And the arrow gives it back to the Cats. Great defense again. Richfield tried to go to the high post with Emma White, and she was immediately tied up.
So it's really interesting here. Do they go for one shot, or are they just going to keep going with their philosophy of firing the ball here? Let's see what they do.
30 seconds to go in the second quarter, 20-17. Lawrence Milford on top. Despite it feeling like Richfield had a lot of the momentum, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Here's Brooke Mann, another three. Straight away is good for Brooke Mann.
Got the first good-looking shot there. In and out, good basketball. Take it to the high post, take it out for a three. Can't draw it up better than that.
12 points for Brooke Mann on four threes. Last shot coming here for Richfield Springs ODY. Then we'll get you a score update. And they're not going to get the shot off in time. No. And the first half is in the books, and Coach Carr and Coach Weir are fired up. Lawrence Milford 23, Richfield Springs ODY 17. Great game plan here so far, and they've executed it well, and some good outside shooting from Brooke Mann. 12 points for her on those 4 3-pointers. Garlick with 6, Andrade's with 5 to lead the way for Lawrence Milford. 10 for Izzy Seaman on the other side for Richfield Springs. 5 for Gabby Seaman, and 2 for Emma White. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. Again, our halftime score here in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship live from Unadilla Valley. It's 23-17. Lawrence Milford on top of Richfield Springs ODY. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito.
563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here at the Girls Tri-Valley Championship game. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Well, we're joined by a special guest, Greg Bonskowski here. You're here in official duties, Coach. I got Rich here. I got you to my left. You're doing some things with the Tri-Valley, but we wanted your thoughts here at halftime. Lawrence Milford with a nice lead, 23-17 at the break.
Yeah, I think there's a couple factors that have contributed to Lawrence Milford lead here at the break. I think their defense is really bothering Richfield Springs ODY. They're playing full court pressure, but not the entire time. They kind of put it on, take it off, and that has really caused some turnovers and some havoc for the Richfield Springs ODY offense. But the other thing is they're really shooting the ball exceptionally well from beyond the arc here. I think they have 5 3-pointers. I mean, that's the difference in the game. I think Andrade's has 1, and I think Mann has 4.
Yeah, for Brooke Mann, and she's had a few games like that this year, but for her to, you know, she's just got the green light to shoot here tonight. Do you think that has been part of the plan here from just watching as a neutral observer here? We've been both commenting that both teams have been firing it up early in the shot clock, or do you think that's just happening by accident?
I think that's just the looks that Lawrence Milford wants in their offense, and they want to push the tempo, I think. They want to play a little bit faster on this bigger court that maybe the Tri-Valley teams aren't used to playing on. And I think Richfield Springs ODY has struggled in the half court against Lawrence Milford. They've ran the shot clock down pretty low a couple times, Maybe that's because I'm running the shot clock. I've been paying attention to that. But no, I think the difference is Lawrence Milford's defense, both full court press and in the half court, they're doing a really good job.
I think from watching the league all year, it's been something that I've heard from a lot of different fans and observers that, you know, Lawrence Milford doesn't jump off the court at you in warm-ups. It doesn't look like they're some fantastic team, but they just find ways to get it done, and that's how they've done all year, coming in with a record of 12-6. I don't know if it's good coaching. They're buying into the system. Whatever it is, it works for them.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. Being a basketball coach in the area for quite a while, you have two very solid coaches over there on that sideline in Coach Weir and Coach Carr, and they're going to make sure that the kids play fundamentally sound basketball. The one thing I noticed, this is the first time I've seen them play, they don't really make very many mistakes.
No.
They're always in the right spot. They're trapping right at half court where they're supposed to. They make good passes on offense, good crisp ball movement, and they play hard.
Well, I'm sure Coach Butler is going to have his troops fired up for the second half. And we saw a little stretch there probably early in the second quarter when the Seaman sisters got going, especially if they can get out and transition a little bit. They can be deadly on those kind of cross-court passes. They just seem to know where the other one is.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the good strategic moves by Lawrence Milford is they're putting that 2-2-1 press on to try to limit their ability to run. And I really think that they want to not allow Izzy Seaman to get to her left hand. They don't want her to drive left. I heard that comment a couple times from the bench area. Don't let her go left. Don't let her go left. So I think it's a good game, and, you know, two evenly matched teams here in the Tri-Valley League Championship.
Well, Coach, maybe we'll bring you back in halftime of the boys' game, something like that. That should be a lot of fun with Edmiston and Worcester. And just overall, I mean, you're here in official league capacity, but a great crowd, just a fun atmosphere as usual here at UV.
Yeah, usually the Tri-Valley Basketball Championships do bring out a good crowd, not only from the schools that are participating, but also from the schools that are in the league. So it's a well-supported couple of championship games, and we thank Unadilla Valley for allowing us to have the use of their facility for our two games. It's a good venue. There's lots of parking, lots of seating, so it's a win-win for everybody.
I was going to say, we'll say it probably at the wrap-up of both games, but a huge thank you to Matt Osborne and all his staff. It takes a lot to host one of these games, and Matt has been here all day working, making sure everything is meticulously placed. When teams come in, he's pointing them to where their locker rooms are, and just everything is a well-oiled machine here, and I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. He makes it very easy to have our games here, and as a league, we appreciate that.
All right, we're going to take a break here in the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Girls Tri-Valley Championship, Lawrence Milford leads Richfield Springs ODY 23-17. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the third quarter on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Rich Turnbull joining me here again as we get set for the start of the third quarter with Lawrence Milford leading 23-17. You know, Richfield's been out here shooting for 3 or 4 minutes. Lawrence Milford stayed in the locker room right until that final horn, so Must have been a big master class in there by Coach Weir and by Coach Carr.
I think they were all taking a nap in there. I mean, they needed to get some rest. I mean, their defense is just relentless. And here comes Coach Carr and Coach Weir. The referees want to start the game, and they aren't even at the bench yet. I don't know if I've ever seen this before.
Yeah, they're still down the far baseline. So they took their sweet time coming out of halftime.
Maybe they went to the snack bar. I heard they have a good one here at UV.
Richfield Springs, Odie Wise got the ball. And here is Gabby Seaman on a right side three. That's too strong. Rebound is hauled down and stolen away here by Lawrence Milford. As Lawrence Milford in the purple uniforms with the white trim now going left to right. Bella Garlic pump fakes. Steps on the baseline. Kicks one back out for Brookman. Good ball movement here by Lawrence Milford. Richfield Springs is in the white uniforms with the purple trim. Almost a steal there by Richfield, but they didn't quite get it. Shot clock coming up on five. Let's see if Lawrence Milford is aware. They go back to Garlic. Her three rolls off the side of the rim. Rebound by Bella Strong. She pulled it down, and the Cats will keep it alive. Brooke Mann for three. That's a little bit too much speed on it off the back of the rim. And finally, Richfield's got another opportunity to bring it down the floor.
Seaman really just controlling the game so far for Richfield ODY. They really go through her and her sister. They're tough competitors for them.
Richfield throwing it away. They tried a little inside-out game, and the pass wasn't there. It's going to go back to Lawrence Milford. So again, Milford, last time they won the Girls Tri-Valley Championship was 2017, and according to our record-keeping, and we did talk to Lawrence, they've never won the Girls Tri-Valley Basketball Championship. I know they've been there, but have never brought home the title.
I've always wondered about these merged schools. Do they cut the banner in half, Nate?
They each get a banner.
Oh, they both get a banner.
They might only get one today, but by the end of it, both schools will get it up on the wall.
I didn't know if they just cut it in half. And then
over the right side now, Richfield Springs, ODY with the ball. Gabby Seaman will whip one back out here for Izzy Seaman on the right side. Izzy coming off of a screen. And boy, just everywhere that the Seaman sisters go, there's a purple jersey in their face. They find Gabby down low, and she says, I don't care. I'm double-teamed. I'm going to put this up and in. Big bucket.
Richfield ODY just taking their time, spreading the court, and getting a good shot, and they make the Cats pay there.
Makes it 23-19 with 5:55 to go in the third. Andrades will work it back to the right side. Little dribble drive here for Bella Garlic. Tied up and a steal now by Richfield Springs ODY. The Seaman sisters getting active. And here comes Izzy across midcourt to the right side. Izzy steps through, lost control of it. Nice defense. Andrades with another steal. Gets tapped from behind there, lost control of the ball. It goes squealing out of bounds. It's going to stay here with Lawrence Milford.
I was just getting ready to say this half feels like it's going a little slower, and then all of a sudden Andrade just shoots out like a cannon there.
Yeah, she was sprinting down the floor after that loose ball. And so Lawrence Milford will have it underneath her own hoop to the left of the basket. They'll find Lexi Sutphin. Good pump fake. We'll leave it for Brooke Mann. A two-pointer for Brooke from the right elbow is good.
Caught it in stride. Took a great shot. And it was one of that was one of the good clean shots from inside the key there for the Cats.
Makes it 25-19 for Lawrence Milford, leading Richfield Springs ODY with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Live from Unadilla Valley High School. Richfield Springs into the paint, finding Izzy Seaman. Right corner three for Izzy. Died on the front of the rim. It wouldn't go. And the Cats have a rebound. Here comes Andrade's down the right side. Kira's going to take it inside, and we got a foul on Izzy Seaman.
So the Cats have changed it up a little bit on defense. If you can hear Coach Carr in the background, they've switched to a 3-2, and he's saying, not a shooter, not a shooter. What they're doing is they're guarding just the shooters in the 3-2. They're kind of jamming it up and daring the non-shooters to shoot. So they're letting the certain kids that they've talked about in the locker room, all right, let that player shoot. The other ones we're going to guard.
Andrade's to the line after being fouled by Seaman. That's her second personal. And the first one is short at the line for Andrade's. Second one coming. Coming up on 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Second shot coming here for Andrade's, the junior, and that one's no good. 0 for 2, a rare 0 for trip there at the line. Izzy Seaman's got the rebound. We'll dump one off for Dyott here. They'll whip one to the far side now for Gabby Seaman. And she's immediately double-teamed. Works one back off for Izzy. Great backdoor pass, and the layup won't go for Dakota Butler, but she's fouled. And she'll head to the line. Great pass there, cross court by Seaman.
Richfield just handling the pressure really well, making Milford Lawrence just scramble all over the court, and a girl just stepped in perfectly at the baseline and got a great looking pass.
Butler to the line, and her first foul shot is no good. Gives us a chance to recognize some more special sponsors, including Preferred Mutual Insurance in New Berlin, JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. Second shot for Butler is also off the mark, and a rebound for the Cats, so no harm done there. You're a Lawrence Milford fan. They're going left to right. They have it left side. Looking for some options. They wheel it around back to the right as they go left to right on your radio dial. Into the corner now. Low post for Sutphin. Back out a long two here for the Cats. Won't go down. Shot there was from Bella Garlic, and then we got a jump ball or a foul underneath. Yeah, foul on Sutphin of Lawrence Milford.
And Sutphin knew it. She knew she fouled. She turns around and walks the other way, doesn't say a word. She knew she fouled. And here comes this, three-quarter court press here for the Cats.
Very pesky, just kind of in-your-face pressure wherever the Eagles go. Seaman to the far side now will find Dyott at the high post. Her shot, a little too much fire on it, and it ripped off the front of the rim, and a rebound for the Cats in transition. And up off the glass, we got a charge. Seaman planted her feet, took the charge. That was risky because she's got too personal. But that was Bella Garlic going to the hoop and too much contact.
At the high school level, the officials are always going to reward the player that's willing to take that contact. She was a little bit underneath the basket, but the referees reward her for holding her position.
4:10 to go in the third. It's 25-19. Lawrence Milford girls on top of Richfield Springs ODY in the girls Tri-Valley Championship game here at Unadilla Valley tonight. The 1-2 seeds in the Tri-Valley League. A three here is off the mark for Richfield, but the rebound is up and good for Abby Dion, and that's a big one.
So in that 3-2 defense of the Cats, it's going to be hard to rebound, and that was an easy putback for the Eagles.
Makes it 25-21. Lawrence Milford on top by four with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Cats have it. They wheel it to the left side. Left wing for Garlic in the corner. Three ball from the outside is an air ball. And it's going to go out of bounds and back to Richfield Springs ODY. And so they've gone a little cold here on offense the last 2 minutes or so.
The Cats kind of maybe have been cooled down by the locker room a little bit. They, at the end of the first half, they seem to be really in a good flow, but they just haven't been able to get into flow. They came out of the locker room a little late, and it just seems like they haven't been able to get into this game.
And a shot on the inside again. Back-to-back buckets by Dyott. They found her on the right low block. She buries it, and it's back to a two-point game. Lawrence Milford 25, Richfield 23. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Andrade's floats it to the left side. Cats looking for a big possession here. Lawrence Milford with 15 on the shot clock. Bella strong, and her jumper is way off the mark. And another rebound for Izzy Seaman on the left wing. Seaman will walk it down the floor. Now in front of the Richfield bench. Works it back up to the top of the key. They go to Dion. This pass was too strong. And it rips into the corner out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Richfield Springs ODY on that loose ball. Sutphin's going to check back in. She took a quick breather, and Kelsey Cox had helped out off the bench there for about a minute. 2:45 to go in the third. A two-point ball game here in the Tri-Valley Championship. They find Dyott down low, and she can't connect on that right-handed layup. Bodies flying everywhere on the rebound. We got a jump ball that gives it back to Lawrence Milford, but boy, that was a tough play.
It's always a good sign when everybody's laughing when they get up after about three or four bodies go to the ground, but everybody gets up in good spirits, and we got a good game here. Two-point lead.
Yeah, that was a three-car pile up there underneath the hoop.
It sure was.
2.5 to go in the third, and almost a steal there. Sutphin got kind of clocked on the near side. They didn't call anything. Lawrence Milford holding out of the possession. Now a steal by Seaman. Izzy's got some numbers. If she can get up the sideline, she decides to hold on to it. Izzy in transition. Stops. Doesn't pull the trigger on the shot. Good defense there by the Cats. And now a straightaway three for Richfield is no good. Butler tried to fire it. And Lawrence Milford's got the rebound on the loose ball. They find Brooke Mann right side. Mann will slow it down here with a 1:55 to go in the third. Chance of defense from the student section here for Richfield. They try to go to the interior. And another steal by Izzy Seaman. She's all alone. Andrade's trying to get back. And Seaman puts it up and can't get the layup to go. Andrade's was being pesky there.
That is incredible defense by Andrade's, just making Seaman get a bad look, get a bad angle. She forced Seaman to go to the baseline. It was just wonderful, instinctive play by Andrade's. And here's a timeout for the Cats.
All right, 1:40 to go in the third. We'll step away. Two-point game. Lawrence Milford 25, Richfield 23. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, late third quarter here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Glad to have you along from Unadilla Valley. They are streaming the video of these games here tonight. You can find those on YouTube at UV Storm Extra, X-T-R-A. And that's free to go on and watch. But if you want to hear us, stick right here on CDO.
Absolutely, and the fans keep on piling in. This is a great time of year, isn't it, Nate? There's not a lot of other games going on in the area. The leagues all work together to make sure that league championships aren't at the same time. So this is probably about the only Section 4 basketball going on right now on Friday night.
In the Nate Law coverage area, these were the, or the WCDO coverage area, I guess you could say. These are the only two games tonight, so I think everybody that's itching for a Friday night game is here in this gym. And a jumper out of the timeout from the left elbow is good for Bella Garlic, and she's up to 8 points.
Great draw by coaches right there. Get a good-looking shot from the elbow, and we're back to a four-point lead.
27-23. With a minute 15 to go in the third, Lawrence Milford girls leading Richfield Springs ODY. Richfield trying to continue to pound it on the inside. They miss a layup. Second chance here is also off the mark. Gabby Seaman comes out of the fray with the ball. Feeds it back to Izzy Seaman, and her jumper is good in the paint.
So in the first half, the Cats were doing a really good job rebounding. They haven't done a good job in the third quarter rebounding. That's something we got to pay attention to going into the fourth quarter. Can the Cats rebound against Richfield? And here's an illegal screen on Lawrence Milford.
47 seconds to go in the third. Two-point ball game, 27-25. And it just feels like the momentum swings from time to time, but it feels like it's going to go the distance here with it being a close ball game.
Oh, it's going to go the distance for sure. I just love the games within the game. I love watching Coach Carr work the officials right in front of us.
27-25. Lawrence Milford leading by two. And Richfield throws it away. They've continued to try to pound it to the inside. And that time, Angela Warner couldn't catch it.
Still working the officials, but I really want to see what Coach Carr and Coach Weir are going to draw up here. Do they just keep on with the game plan and come down here and fire up a shot, or do they get one shot here? Looks like they're just going to go and get another quick as can be.
Andrade's to the right side as Lawrence Milford goes left to right. Looking for some options. They go to Brooke Mann. Mann has kind of cooled off here in this third quarter. And a three ball here off the front of the rim. No good. Sutphin's got a rebound. She puts it up and can't get it. Numbers for Richfield if they hurry. Here's Seaman in transition. And Izzy's shot is a little short with 8 seconds left. And the frantic pace continues. And here's Garlic down the floor. And she's fouled at the right low block and can't get it to go.
I can't say enough about Andrade's defense. She did it again to Seaman. Seaman had a breakaway layup, and she forces her to get a bad angle on the layup, which then creates a good opportunity for her teammate. And they had an and-one opportunity, but missed the layup. But if you're the Cats here, you're really, really happy. And Andrade's just doing a heck of a job on Seaman.
Garlic to the line here was so close on that layup, but couldn't get it to go. And then she misses the first foul shot. So there's 4 seconds to go here in the third in a two-point ball game. Second shot coming for Bella Garlic. She's got 8 points. And her second shot from the stripe is good for Garlic. She's got nine. It's 28-25. Can Richfield get a shot off before the buzzer? Izzy Seaman with a three, and this is no good. Fourth quarter coming up. Lawrence Milford girls in the Tri-Valley Championship leading Richfield Springs ODY 28-25. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, fourth quarter, 8 minutes away from crowning a champion here for the 2025 Tri-Valley Girls Basketball Championship. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. We'll take you the rest of the way. Richfield's got the ball to start the fourth quarter, and they throw it away. Again, continuing to try to push it to the interior. The pass wasn't there. It's out of bounds.
Milford Lawrence kind of sticking to this 3-2 zone that they've been playing. And, you know, Richfield Springs ODY gets good transition points, but they struggle a little bit finding the open girl on their offensive set.
Lawrence Milford's got the ball into the left corner here. We got a timeout taken by Coach Carr as they were in a little bit of a pickle on that far side. So Lawrence Milford leading 28-25 over Richfield will step away for 30 on CDO.
YCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and out of the timeout, the Cats will have the ball. Lawrence Milford going left to right. They go left side here for Bella Garlick. Garlick to the interior. Ball's on the floor. Andrade's diving for it. And it looks like they're going to stay. Waiting for the official here. Was there a foul in the far corner? Yeah, there was. On Gabby Seaman. And so that's her second personal and the first on the team here in this fourth quarter. It was hard to see what they might have got her for in that far side corner during that scrum. Andrade's a three on the inbounds. No good, and here comes Richfield with the ball. And again, great defense by Lawrence Milford to get back. They go to the inside. A layup is no good, but a foul. And heading to the line for Richfield Springs, Emma White.
Coach Carr and Coach, we are definitely letting them get the ball inside a lot more in this second half than they did in the first half by switching to that 3-2 zone. And, you know, Richfield ODY really hasn't made them pay. So it might be some type of strategy that they saw in the first half.
And at the line, first shot is up and good for Emma White. You know, Coach Carr, relatively new to the girls' game. He coached boys forever. And he did coach softball for a long time, but in terms of girls' basketball, he's still new. But he said he's just enjoying the experience, loves working with these girls. They're such good listeners. Two out of two for White, and that's back to a one-point game, 28-27. And now a rebound by Richfield Springs off a miss by Lawrence Milford. And ahead for Gabby Seaman. She'll pull it out. Richfield's got a chance to maybe take the lead here on this possession. They've been hanging tough. And they'll try a three on the left side, and that's way too strong. And Lawrence Milford's got a rebound, and up the left wing they come with Andrade's as they go left to right. Andrade's a nice step through, but she ran out of real estate. Seaman with some good defense, and she got the rebound.
And here's Andrade just picking up full court after the miss. Just incredible, incredible pressure.
Yeah, Andrade's really chasing Izzy Seaman all over the place, but Richfield makes him pay. And Dyott's got that to go. She's got 6 points, and Richfield leads 29-28. Andrade's a three, and that's good from way downtown for Kyra Andrade's, and she's got 8 points. And Lawrence Milford retakes the lead, 31-29. And now we got a foul as Richfield on their offensive possession goes right into the paint, and we got a whistle there with 6:10 to go in the fourth, back and forth here at UV.
The Eagles are getting kind of better shots than the Cats are, but the Cats are getting – probably more shots and more often. So it's just a different style of play right now for both teams.
And we got another foul here on Lawrence Milford. Andrade's, I think, picked up another one. Yes, and it's going to send Emma White back to the line. And Andrade's has got to keep her head here. I think she's frustrated by that foul.
She said it was all ball. She's shaking her head. That's kind of the first time you've seen her just kind of question the official's call. It's kind of surprising that a girl like her that plays full court, all intensity pressure, doesn't get more fouls. She's only got two right now.
White got the first one at the line, and another one coming here. And this one is good. Some clutch foul shooting here from Emma White. And it's a 31-31 ball game with 6 minutes left here in regulation of the Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. Lawrence Milford with the ball. They find Brooke Mann, who's been hot all afternoon, or all evening, I should say, from three-point land. Brooke Mann back to Andrade. They wheel it around. Seven on the shot clock. A rushed three here for Bella Garlick is off the mark. And a rebound for Gabby Seaman of Richfield. Seaman finds her sister Izzy down low for Dyott, who forced that one up when she didn't need to, but Emma White comes out of there with the loose change. Didn't even touch the rim, so the shot clock didn't reset. A three ball in the corner now for Richfield, and that's off the mark too. Dakota Butler fired that one, and it skimmed long. Timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Carr with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 31-31 between Lawrence Milford and Richfield Springs ODY. I want to thank a couple of our special sponsors, including Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, and Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders in Sydney. We're going to step away for 30 here on CDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back. What a game. Tied 31-31 in the Tri-Valley Girls Championship between Lawrence Milford and Richfield Springs ODY. And, you know, we talked about it in the pregame, Rich. Richfield won the regular season matchup 54-34. So what an effort today by Lawrence Milford. And we got a heck of a finish coming our way.
It's just been defense, defense, and defense for the Cats. That's what's kept them in the game. That's probably what's going to push them over to the finish line. Can they get a good, get some easy baskets? Richfield looks like they've been getting some good, easy baskets. Can the Cats get those?
Out of the timeout, Richfield will work it in. They go right to left. They try to go right into Dyott, and she couldn't catch it. And that's a couple of times where they've continued to work it to the inside. The angle has been tough, and the catch hasn't been there. So 5:15 to go in the fourth. Again, tied 31-all between Lawrence Milford and Richfield Springs ODY. We'll have the boys' championship coming up just a little later between Edmiston and Worcester. Here's Andrade's on the left low block, and the shot wouldn't go. She somehow got her own rebound, and then a foul on Richfield underneath.
Andrade's is everywhere. She misses a gimme, and then she goes up, and she grabs the steal from the bigger Richfield defender. And let's see if Milford's been getting some good looks out of their baseline out of bounds. Let's see what they get here.
Brooke Mann finding Andrade's. Another corner three. No. Bricked it off the back. And a rebound here for Seaman. Izzy will walk it across the Storm logo at midcourt as they go right to left. Again, trying to go to the interior. And Lawrence Milford was there. Bodies flying. And a steal for Lawrence Milford. Well done there by Lexi Sutphin. Finds Brooke Mann, and they'll reset on offense. Lawrence Milford taking their time here on this possession. They go to Garlick. Now to Bella Strong. Good ball movement, high post. Sutphin takes it in, and the shot is good for Lexi Sutphin, and she's fouled for Lawrence Milford.
That's a big basket for Lawrence Milford, and they need all the baskets they can get because nothing is coming easy for them. So they needed that one, and that's going to be a two-point lead now for the Cats.
Big basket there for Sutphin, her first. She's a starter, but not a huge scorer. Sutphin can't get it to go at the line. She's one of the best soccer players in the area. She chips in wherever she can on the basketball court. That was a huge bucket. Now a three for Richfield in transition is well off the mark. Dyott with a rebound. But we got another foul underneath on Lawrence Milford. And they're just giving up a lot of size on the glass. And I think that was on Andrade's.
It was Andrade's. So it's starting to get called a little bit tighter now. And that's three fouls on her.
Three on Andrade. She's got to be careful with 4:20 left. And now a steal on the far side. And a foul is going to be on Izzy Seaman. And hers are starting to stack up a little bit, too. That's her third. So 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. And look at this, Rich. Both teams have four team fouls. So we could see some foul shooting down the stretch to decide this. With Lawrence Milford up by a deuce, 33-31. Pass to the interior. Now Brooke Mann, a straightaway three is no good. It rolled off the front of the rim. It was hanging up there, but would not go down. Boy, it looked like it was going to fall. Izzy Seaman across midcourt. 3:55 to go in the fourth with Lawrence Milford leading by two. And now another steal. But Seaman's going to take it back. Izzy's got it. They tried the home run ball, and Seaman was smart enough to run onto it. Here's Izzy with a floater in the paint. That's off the mark. Both teams scrambling for it there. Can't believe we haven't had the jump ball yet. We got a travel on Lawrence Milford. Oh, this crowd's really starting to come alive with 3:40 to go.
And Coach Carr and Coach Weir going to the magic tricks here. They switched to a 2-3 defense, and Richfield ODY didn't really handle it well. I don't know if they realized it.
On the baseline to the right of the hoop, Richfield will get it in. They fire up a three, and that's too strong, and running onto it is Seaman. She got the long rebound, two possessions in a row off that missed shot there by Dakota Butler. Now back up to Seaman with Richfield trailing by two. Excuse me. And a steal by Andrade's. Oh, she's been tremendous. Andrade's the junior across midcourt, following in her big sister Gabby's steps. She was a 1,000-point scorer. And now the younger generation doing it here today for Lawrence Milford with 3:05 to go in the fourth. Still a two-point ball game. Lawrence Milford on top, and now a steal by Gabby Seaman. And Lawrence Milford throws it away. Here's Gabby across midcourt. Richfield needs a bucket. And they go to the left side. A three put on the line is up and good. Did they give her the three? That's what I want to see. Timeout taken here by Richfield. They're going to say a long two there for Dakota Butler.
And that was the correct call. She was at least 2 feet inside the three-point line. If that was a three-pointer, there would have been a lot of questionable people in the stand for that one.
33 all. Just wanted to make sure from the angle we had. We'll be back. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. Tri-Valley Championship. We're tied up in the girls' matchup at 33 all on CDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
What a ball game. We get back underway in the Tri-Valley Championship for the girls, and Lawrence Milford threw it away. They tried to skip pass on the defense, went over everybody's head and out of bounds. So let's set the scene. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied at 33 between Lawrence Milford and Richfield Springs ODY. We're live here at Unadilla Valley High School for the Tri-Valley Championship. A three for Richfield. It's good for Dakota Butler.
I was just getting ready to tell you, Nate, who's going to execute, and Richfield Springs ODY are just getting the better shots right now. Milford Lawrence has to find a good shot.
And there was no doubt on that one. She was well behind the line. 36-33. Andrade's trying to answer, and she hits. Andrade's with 11, and we're tied at 36.
That's a big shot there, and that was a deep, deep three ball.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, tied at 36. What a shot by Andrade's. Inside for Butler. A little up and under, and it's stripped and taken away by Bella Strong. And ahead now for Bella Garlick. And Lawrence Milford's going to slow it down here and take their time. They go to Garlick on the left side, 1:45 left, and we're tied at 36. Coach Carr barking out his signals, trying to direct traffic for his team. Andrade's will leave it for Brooke Mann. Shot clock's at 10. Mann trying to back it down on the right side. And they're going to have to hurry to get a shot off here. 5 on the shot clock. They go to Mann again. I don't know if she knows it's that deep. They finally toss one up, and it's short. and a rebound to Richfield Springs, ODY. Garlick just had to let that go at the buzzer. 1:20 left, and we're tied at 36. Here comes the Eagles. Passing to the inside for Dyott. Little inside-out game. They find Gabby Seaman. Right corner three is no good. An air ball rebound is picked up by Lawrence Milford, but then taken back by Gabby Seaman. She's got the steal. They go to Dyott. And now to Butler. A three on the left side is well off the mark. And we got a minute to go. Ball is loose on the floor, and we got a jump ball. Wow, what a stanza. We're tied at 36 with 57 seconds to go.
I don't even know what to say about that stanza, Nate. Besides, I just got to catch my breath. There was a lot of action, a lot of stuff going on now. We're going to have a lot of timeouts, and here comes the Cats. They're going to draw something up.
Coach Carr wants a timeout. We're going to step away. 57 seconds left. We're tied at 36. Don't turn the dial, folks. We're on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we're tied at 36, 57 seconds left. Lawrence Milford takes the timeout. They will advance. But, boy, we got a great finish coming up here, Rich.
You got a lot of coaching right now going on. You know, you got Coach Carr and Coach Weir and Coach Butler. What are they going to draw up? Are they going to switch defenses? Do they have that special play? You know, you've been thinking about this as a coach. Do you have that one big play you know that's going to work? So you got a couple possessions still. So are you going to waste that play here? What are you going to do? This is what we come to these games for, Nate. This is exciting basketball.
Yeah, this is everything you could hope for in a Tri-Valley Championship game. 36 all. We're going to see some bonus basketball, or will we have a hero here in the last 57 seconds? Here is Brooke Mann at midcourt. Lawrence Milford with the basketball. Again, they're in the purple with white trim going left to right. A three on the left side. I couldn't see who shot it. I think it was Andrade as that was shielded by the ref. She missed it. Rebound for Richfield Springs. 40 seconds left as they go right to left. They're in the white with the purple trim. Three ball here for Butler. That's an air ball. She overshot that by a lot and a jump ball on the rebound. Arrow is going to give it back to the Cats of Lawrence Milford. No, okay, the arrow was incorrect.
Yep.
They checked it, and it's going back to Richfield Springs.
And that's why they keep it in the book. The book always has the arrow. That's the official arrow.
Half of Richfield just came pouring out of the stands there, but they got it right. 35 seconds left. Inbounds play on the baseline. They'll work one in. They find Gabby Seaman straight away. 30 seconds to go. Seaman in the paint. The shot falls in for Gabby Seaman. What a bucket. 38-36, 25 seconds left, fourth quarter. And to the left side for Garlick. They go to the high post now for Andrade's. We'll work it out. Coach Carr waiting, 15 seconds left. And what do we got here? A foul at the right elbow with 13 seconds left. Richfield leading by two. The officials are going to get together here. Looks like some sort of a reach-in foul.
This is the official's worst nightmare. The official on the bottom had the foul. The official on the top wanted to call it a travel, but he didn't call it. He let the foul go first, and we're going to have shots by the Cats. Two big shots.
Yeah, that's the 15th foul on Richfield, four on Lawrence Milford. So that's the team foul situation. And this is going to put Brooke Mann at the line with 13.6 seconds left. And Richfield's going to ice her here. Coach Butler is going to take a timeout. Rich and I are going to keep it right here with 13 seconds left. 38-36. Richfield Springs on top by two thanks to a Gabby Seaman runner in the paint. Ice in her veins. She let that go. It rolled around the rim and finally flushed down. Wow.
It was a beautiful shot. Just kind of a nice runner. But what was most impressive about it is she was off balance. And she got it to go. It's one of those shots you dream of as a kid. It's, you know, you're out in the backyard, you're Magic Johnson, or you're Larry Bird, and you get it to go in the championship game. It's one of those shots you'll always remember.
Well, speaking of being in the backyard, you got Brooke Mann here. Every kid has done it in the driveway. The game's on the line. Foul shots coming up. We'll hope that she can stay cool, calm, and collected with these two shots here. With 13.6 left, and I'm sure Coach Carr, Coach Weir, drawing up all the scenarios on a make or a miss.
I've talked to a lot of coaches. What do you don't really address the foul shots. you say stuff like, after the make, we're going to be in a press, or, you know, if, you know, that's really what you're doing. You don't even address the miss, because if they miss, you got a foul.
Richfield going for their first Tri-Valley League Girls Basketball Championship. Lawrence the same. They've never won one, despite being one of the original members of the league. Milford, their last since 2017. So Brooke Mann, the senior, a three-sport athlete, a star from Lawrence, will step to the line. 13.6 left. Her team down two. 38-36. The gym's going to get awful quiet here. And she hits the first.
A lot of people always say the first one is the hardest one to make. So let's see what we got.
Boy, she looked cool, calm, and collected right there. It's 38-37. And here's Mann stepping up for the second one. Brooke's shot is good. 16 for Brooke Mann. And we got a timeout taken here by Richfield. We're tied at 38 with 13 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 13 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. We're tied 38-38 after Brooke Mann just made back-to-back free throws to tie this thing up. Wow, that was incredible.
You said it perfectly. That's the shots that the kids dream of, right, Nate? You know, the Seaman shot was the one that she was going to remember. Now everybody's forgotten that one. Now you got the two shots down here. Who's going to be the hero now? There's going to be another hero. We're going to forget about those foul shots. It's going to be the next bucket, or it's going to be overtime.
So Richfield advances to midcourt. They're right in front of the scorer's table here, closer to their bench, which is to our left. So Richfield springs going right to left. On your radio dial, they'll look to get it in. And they find Gabby Seaman, and she's immediately fouled here right in front of the scorer's table with 12 seconds left. And they're going to say Seaman got pushed there. Lawrence Milford kind of arguing that maybe there wasn't a foul there, that maybe she fell with 12.6 left.
Oh, we got a little bantering going on between the coaches here.
And this is going to send Gabby Seaman to the line. Talk about more pressure. And Gabby's first shot, no. Hit the front of the rim, rolled around, and then fell out with 12.6 left.
Again, so I've always been told that the first shot is the hardest. So let's see if she can make the second one here.
Second one coming for Gabby. She only needs one to give her team the lead as we're tied at 38. Gabby's second shot is no good. Andrade's just got a rebound, and we got a timeout taken here by Coach Carr with 11.1 left. And so now Lawrence Milford's going to have a chance to be the heroes again. We'll keep it right here. 38 all, our score. Coach Carr deciding where he wants to have this ball on the inbounds for the advancement. Wow, 38-38 in the Tri-Valley Championship. Needless to say, our boys' game is going to be starting late. It was supposed to start at 7, and it's 6:53 right now.
But right now, you got to probably take the last shot if you're the Cats. I'm guessing you're going to go, but you don't want to give the number one seed the opportunity, right? You're the underdog. You make sure you take the last shot here. I'm guessing you're going to go to the basket. I mean, they've been relying on the three-point a lot, but you got Coach Bonds over here telling me go to the basket, and I agree. If you got to go and you got to try to draw a foul, but typically referees will put their whistle in their pocket here, but you got to try to get a good shot. I agree with Coach Bonds. He's telling me to go to the basket, and I agree.
But one thing I always see is don't wait too long either. Sometimes in these scenarios, we see where they wait a little too long, and then they don't get anything off.
In the NBA or college, you'll see they usually go with about 8 seconds, but that is probably a little too long for high school because it takes a little bit longer for the play to develop, especially when you're going three-quarters court. I'm guessing they're just going to go right now and right for it.
All right, 11 seconds left. We're tied at 38, and Lawrence Milford will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Tri-Valley Championship on the line. Here's Andrade's to the right side. Little dribble drive for her. Kicks it off. The bucket at the buzzer. Or 5 seconds left, I should say. No good. Seaman's got it. Seaman. Can they get the shot off in time? No. And overtime. Here we come. Boy, Andrade's took it with 5 seconds left. I thought it was deeper in the clock. And it gave Richfield time to get a rebound and go down the floor, but they miss. Shot really wasn't ever in play, and we're going to overtime.
What a great play by Andrade. She took it to the hole, draw three defenders with her, and she made the right pass to an open teammate, and the teammate just missed it. Just long. Boy, what a play by Andrade. So it was wonderful, wonderful basketball. Now we're going to have a free basketball at the Tri-Valley Girls Championship.
All right, we're going to the break. Overtime coming up in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship, tied at 38 on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Hard to hear ourselves as the crowd is really into this one as we head to overtime here. Tied 38-38. And we're going to jump it up here between Richfield Springs, ODY, and Lawrence Milford. And Richfield wings the opening tap, and they get it right down to Gabby Seaman, who scores, and they take a 40-38 lead.
What a beautiful play off the tap, Nate. Just two passes, quick passes, and Seaman gets an easy layup.
3:45 to go in the fourth. 40-38 our score. And Lawrence Milford will work it inside, and they can't get that shot to go. Andrade's chasing it into the corner. We got a jump ball. Great hustle by Seaman, Gabby Seaman there of Richfield, and Andrade's of Lawrence Milford.
And Richfield won the tap, so that will be the Cats ball with 25 seconds off the clock.
So at the end of regulation, Lawrence Milford and Richfield Springs ODY. The girls were tied 38-38. Now it's 40-38. Richfield on top, and we're in overtime here at UV for the Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence Milford to the right side, finding Andrade. It's a straightaway three for her. Skimmed off the front of the rim. The rebound is tapped out, and here comes Izzy Seaman. Feeding the cross for Gabby Seaman. A lot of contact there, no call. We got a rebound, and Andrade's was fouled underneath on that rebound.
And the fouls do not change over, so we will be shooting the rest of the way out.
Yeah, so that foul going to be on Dyott. And so Richfield still leading 40-38. And so this is going to send Andrade's to the line here with 3:18 left. Andrade's first shot is good. Boy, they've been cool as a cucumber here at the line. Andrade's has got 12 points. Back to a one-point game, 40-39 with 3:18 to go. Second shot, Andrade's is good. 13 for Andrade's, and we're tied at 40 with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Izzy Seaman across midcourt. Richfield Springs still going right to left. Dyott will work one back out. Butler with a long two, and that rolled off the right side of the rim. And on the rebound, we got a jump ball, which will keep it with Richfield. As Bella Strong ripped it down, but good hustle there by Butler to get her hands on it.
It's really important to know the possession arrow now. So now the possession arrow will go to the Cats after this play.
Richfield on the inbound to the left of the hoop. They'll work it in. Three ball here on the left side for Emma White. Way too long. Body's flying out of bounds. Nobody could get to it, though. And it's going to go back to Lawrence Milford with 2:59 left in overtime.
The reason why I talk about the possession arrow is because you don't want to waste the timeout if the possession arrow is in your favor. So you got to know who's got the ball. You just got to be a smart, smart player here.
Lawrence Milford's got it. They send it to the right side here for Bella Strong. To Andrade's in the right corner. Andrade's looking for some options. Find Brooke Mann. Now back to Andrade's on the right wing. Little spin move for her. Off the glass. What a shot by Andrade. She sinks it. And Lawrence Milford leads 42-40 with 2.5 to go in the fourth. They'll pull it down here for Izzy Seaman. Now to White. A straightaway three for her. That'd be huge. And it's wide to the left. Missed it. Almost throws it away, but Andrade saves the day. Comes in and scoops that ball up. Then it's knocked away from behind. Out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Cats with 2:15 to go in overtime. Lawrence Milford girls leading 42-40.
I can't say enough about Andrade. She's just a very, very heady player, just avoiding screens. She seems to be at the right place at the right time, always.
And Andrade gets it in. Lawrence Milford with the ball. They're in the purple with the white trim, leading by two. Coach Carr directing some traffic. Brooke Mann to the right side, pulls it down, wants that jumper, left it short. It was partially tipped, and Richfield Springs comes away with it. Izzy Seaman down the floor, across the midcourt timeline. Seaman, left side, goes barreling inside, and we got a charge here against Lawrence Milford. Boy, Seaman went right in between two players. There was a lot of contact, and Lawrence Milford is going to get the ball back.
Boy, that looked like it could have been a player control charge because there's about three Milford Lawrence players there. So it looked like she just ran into it. So I think they're calling that a player control foul, and Coach Butler certainly does not like it.
Oh, he's heated. Not happy with a minute 50 to go here in overtime. 42-40 our score. Lawrence Milford up by two. What a game here. Live from Unadilla Valley. They go to the high post. And up off the glass. It's good. A layup there for Bella Strong. Her first basket of the game. And it's 44-40. Richfield Springs across midcourt. They need a bucket on this possession with 90 seconds left. They find one down low. And Emma White can't hit it. Oh, she had the wide open layup and it wouldn't go. Andrade's into the right corner. Steps in. Andrade's with the layup and it's good. 17 for Andrade's, and now a steal. She gets on the floor. The ball is loose and finally Richfield comes out of there with it, but they trail by six as we hit a minute to go. Another steal by Lawrence Milford. Passing it ahead. And here's Garlick in for the layup. She missed it. Andrade's chasing after that rebound. She's everywhere. But finally the Eagles have it. 50 seconds left. They bring it down the floor. Seaman will slow it down. Izzy's got it. Steps back. Wants a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Dyott. Tosses it up. Body's flying. It's out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with the Eagles. 42 seconds left. Lawrence Milford in control, up 46-40. Richfield got the ball here in overtime, but the Cats are trying to pull off the win. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Lawrence Milford girls lead Richfield Springs ODY 46-40 with 42 seconds left here in OT. And Rich, Lawrence Milford can taste it now.
A six-point lead in this type of game, it seems like a mountain right now for the Eagles of Richfield Springs ODY. They're going to need a quick basket, and then they're going to probably have to either get a quick foul.
Wow, what a game. Back and forth. Both teams hitting key shots, key trips to the foul line where they convert. And now Lawrence Milford with some gutsy defense and some turnovers. They've built up a six-point lead. But here's a three for Richfield out of the timeout. They can't get it to go. Ball on the baseline out of bounds. Going to stay with the Eagles. They still have life with 36 seconds left.
You got to go quick if you're the Eagles, and a three will be great, but, you know, any basket here, you got to get.
Richfield gets it in. They go to Izzy Seaman on the left side. Dribble drive into the paint, and they're going to say she was fouled there by Andrade with 33 seconds left. And this is going to send Seaman to the line.
Now Andrade has got four. You're not overly concerned. You got to keep her on the court if you're Coach Carr. But, I mean, if somehow the Eagles score 6 points, that could be something to watch.
First shot is up and good for Izzy Seaman.
Now, this is great for the Eagles, right? You're scoring points when the clock is stopped. So now you got it within five. You're probably going to have to put some pressure on and see what happens if you make this basket.
Another one coming for Seaman. Yes. 14 for her. Makes it 46-42. 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Can Lawrence Milford do it? Andrade's double-teamed in front of the bench. And finally a foul here with 25 seconds left.
I'm not sure what the Eagles were doing there. They had to foul a lot quicker. Too much time off the clock. I'm sure Coach Butler is going to be talking to him. He got to foul a lot quicker there. He's calling the timeout because he's got to address that with his team.
Timeout, 30 seconds. We'll step away for 30. 25 seconds left here in overtime. And Lawrence Milford girls lead 46-42 in the Tri-Valley Championship here at UV on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 25 seconds to go here in overtime, and this will be Kira Andrade's to the line, and she hits the first. Boy, what a game for Andrade's.
I was just getting ready to say this is the person you want on the foul line if you're the Cats, and she nails the first one up by five.
Makes it 47-42. Another one coming here for Andrade's. Missed this one. It's short, but the rebound pops out, and Lawrence Milford's got it. And Andrade's is fouled again with 21 seconds left.
You couldn't play that any better for the Cats, right? A little front-end mess, and then you get your own rebound, you draw it out, and you get take 5 seconds off the clock. That was a win-win there for the Cats.
Besides the people in Lawrence and Milford, I don't know if many outsiders would have given Lawrence Milford a shot in this game. They lost by 20 in the regular season as Andrade's misses the first one at the line. But I tell you, every night when the box scores came in, you had to give a lot of respect to Lawrence Milford. They pulled off some big wins this year. They've been very consistent, and they're 21 seconds away from maybe a league championship. Andrade's 0 out of 2, and now going to be a timeout taken here by Coach Butler. So they still have life with 20 seconds left. The Eagles do, but Lawrence Milford has a firm grasp on this one right now.
If you're Richfield ODY, you just need a quick basket. You don't want too much time to go off the clock, so you get to advance the ball here. So you got to just go directly to the basket, hopefully get a basket within 5 seconds. So, you know, then you get it to a one-possession game either way. You foul, hopefully the Cats miss, and then you get the one last shot to tie it up. That's probably the plan if I'm Coach Butler.
So obviously with overtime here, we're going to have a late start to our boys' Tri-Valley Championship game between Edmiston and Worcester. That game was set to start at 7 o'clock. I'm guessing it's going to start closer to 7:30, maybe 7:40 at this point. They're going to have a break in between the two games, obviously for warm-ups and everything, but they're going to have the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame. Very short induction. Only one coach getting in this year. So there'll be a little bit of a break in between, but we will be back for that Edmiston against Worcester matchup, which I know both of us are looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've seen Worcester this year, and of course, being an Edmiston grad, I haven't seen Edmiston play all year. I'm kind of excited to see that. I've heard a lot of great things about the Panthers, so looking forward to a great Tri-Valley Boys League Championship.
All right, here we go. Out of the timeout, Richfield's going to have the ball at midcourt. They trail 47-42 in overtime of the Tri-Valley Championship here at Unadilla Valley. Richfield trying to get it in, and they do. Now they work it inside. Good play. They find Seaman, and the jumper is good for Seaman. She's got 13. That was Gabby. Makes it 47-44 with 15 seconds left, and now a steal, or a foul, I should say, by Gabby Seaman. And the foul line, foul shooting game continues.
That couldn't have gone any better for the Eagles and Coach Butler. You score quick. There's 14 seconds left on the clock. If you get a miss here, you're back in the ball game. You could go right down and take a three.
47-44 with 14.1 seconds left. And at the line, the first shot is good here for Lawrence Milford. That's Bella Garlick at the line. She sinks it, and she's got 10 points. Boy, the balance here. Andrade's 18, Mann 16, and Garlick 10. And the second one for Garlick is no good. This one rattles out. And now another timeout here by Richfield with 13.2 left. 48-44. This time we are going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back for the exciting conclusion of the Tri-Valley Championship on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 13 seconds left here in overtime. It's 48-44, and Lawrence Milford is 13 seconds away here, Rich. They need one more defensive stop.
So, right, I just checked with the table. The Eagles have one more timeout after this, so it's imperative to understand the timeouts in girls basketball because you always get to advance the ball. So if the Eagles can score again quickly here, cut it to two, right, call another quick timeout, the Cats miss a foul shot, and they can advance the ball again, we have a tie ball game, Nate. So there's still a lot of game here. They got to score quick here, though.
Richfield gets it in. They got to move quickly. They find Izzy Seaman, a three in the corner, off the front of the rim, rebound for Gabby, tosses it up, a short two for her, also won't go down, and Lawrence Milford's got a rebound, and the clock stops with 0.7 left, but Lawrence Milford in control here, Rich.
And here's Coach Butler calling off the fouls. It's going to be the end of the game, and Coach Carr called the timeout. You probably didn't see Coach Butler saying that he was going to call off the fouls there, and so Coach Carr wanted to talk about it. So that's the plan.
So they're going to talk about it, but with under a second to go here, Rich, Lawrence Milford is going to be your 2024-2025 Tri-Valley Girls Basketball Champions. And I think if you went into the preseason poll, that wouldn't be who the all the fans picked. And again, the communities of Lawrence and Milford have got to be thrilled about this one. This is huge.
The old saying is defense wins championships, and it certainly did tonight. The Cats played tremendous defense, and that's what led them to the promised land.
They just got to get it in. They do to Brooke Mann, and that's going to do it. 48-44. That's the final. Lawrence Milford. Milford wins their first league title since 2017. And Lawrence wins their first, believe it or not, in school history on the girls' side. Incredible. 48-44. Our final score. We got a lot of tears over here on the Lawrence Milford side. An overtime victory. You feel for Richfield Springs ODY. They came in, they gave it their all. Some good sportsmanship here in the handshake line. A great ball game. We're going to wrap it up with our post-game show, and then the boys' game will be after that. But Lawrence Milford has done it, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Lawrence Milford defeats Richfield Springs ODY 48-44 in overtime to win the 2025 Tri-Valley Girls Basketball Championship. Again, the first one in Lawrence history and the first one for Milford since 2017. What a win here today for Lawrence Milford.
What a game. I'm tired just watching it. It was a wonderful played basketball game. Couldn't ask for, you know, just a better showing. It was, you know, I was super impressed with the Cats and their defense. Defense wins championships. I said it before, I'll say it again. They deserve to win, you know, but the Siemens and, you know, the Eagles for Richfield, they play valiantly, and, you know, there's always got to be one winner.
Yeah, what a game here today. Just a quick look at the stats. 18 for Andrade, 16 for Brooke Mann, 10 for Bella Garlick. Just great balance for the Cats. On the other side, Izzy Seaman with 14, Gabby Seaman with 13, 6 apiece for Emma White and Abby Dyott. So just a hard-fought game. Could have gone either way. An overtime classic here for the Tri-Valley Championship. Let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Boy, Rich, a lot of different ways we could go with this. I want to save Andrade's for one of our other awards. So let's go Brooke Mann, 16 points from Lawrence Milford. Those four threes in the first half I thought were huge. She was just a big contributor here today.
She kept them alive in the first half when, you know, they just needed to get into kind of the flow, let the game come to them, and she let them, she kept them in the game when, you know, it was really tough for them in the beginning. And, you know, she made those four big shots, and they just fired, and eventually they went in. She was certainly a key to them in the first half.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I think there's no other choice but Kira Andrade is here, 18 points, but she was just a monster. She was everywhere tonight on defense.
I didn't know what to expect. I saw her older sister play a couple years ago. We called her a 1,000-point game, but she was just an all-around player everywhere. She, no wonder she wears those knee pads, those volleyball knee pads on her legs, because she probably needs to have pads all over her body. She was the key to the end, right? She got the big steals, she made the big baskets, she made the big foul shots. I mean, if there's an MVP of a game, she definitely gets the MVP as well. But I know we don't do that, but super, super impressive. I enjoyed it, and it's going to be interesting to see how she develops into sectionals.
Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season, and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Hard to choose between the Seaman sisters. I'm going to go with Izzy. I just thought she does so much. She handles the ball. She hit some big shots. Gabby hit a big shot there down the stretch. I wish I could give it to both, but Izzy just, I think she's going to get it tonight for the all-purpose.
Yeah, the Seaman sisters played extremely well. The future is bright going into the Section 4 tournament. Are they the 1 or the 2 seed, Richfield?
Richfield is in the C bracket.
Oh, they're
not
C
in the D
bracket.
So
I should know that because I was looking at the brackets the other day. But, I mean, the C's tough in Section 4. But, you know, they got good size and they got good guard play. And, you know, the Seaman sisters are excellent players. But they were just bottled up tonight by the Cats defense, and they couldn't really get much going.
With the merger, it just puts, with the way the new line is, it just puts Richfield over the line to be in Class C. So I believe off the top of my head they are the 11 seed, and they're making a long trip out to Union Springs. So that's tough because they would be a real contender in D. I'm not saying they're not in C, but certainly that C bracket is absolutely just a bear to get through.
I would say, looking at the brackets earlier today, that the C brackets for both boys and girls are probably the toughest brackets.
Yes.
By far, just the sheer amount of teams that are in the C brackets. The D's a little smaller than we've been used to because with the AAA now it's split the D's up. So Richfield, ODY, typically a Class D. A lot of people are going to be confused by that,
yeah,
including myself.
Well, there's a whole backstory to it.
Yeah.
It's probably meant for a podcast. We'll get into that sometime down the road. But those are our three award winners, and that is going to wrap up our Girls Tri-Valley Championship here again. Congratulations to Lawrence Milford defeating Richfield Springs ODY 48-44. We're going to spin a couple of tunes here. When we come back, we'll have warm-ups on our Butler Auto pregame show. Edmiston and Worcester boys for the Tri-Valley Championship. I'd say we're going to probably take about a 10, maybe 12-minute break here, and then we'll be back for our pregame show. So a heck of a game here. Thanks for listening. Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back at the WCDO Studios in Sydney. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We got more hoops coming up here on CDO.
Tri-County forecast.
Tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some snow showers, low temperature around 10. On Saturday, partly sunny, the high 30 to 35. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 20. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, the high 35. Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, the high of 40.